Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Shalom, everybody. Shalom. Talk Block Radio. Coming your way by your host, Brother Eddie Lee of the Windy City of Chicago. And this is a branch of the Church of Christ with the Elijah message, citizen of the kingdom of God and Christ on the earth, and the follower of the Lamb of God, the everlasting gospel. And we're on this Talk Block Radio today to share the good news of the gospel of the kingdom of Christ and his coming and his mighty working upon the earth to the harvest of many souls. So this evening, or it may not be evening in some parts of the world, wherever time, space you may be, we greet you in the awesome, marvelous, most excellent name of all King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our Redeemer and High Priest and Deliverer and Salvation, in the English language, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Hebrew, the Yahshua HaMashiach, the Holy Messiah of Israel. So this is Talk Block Radio. This is actually, normally it's Handmaidens tonight, Women's Night, you might call it. But since I'll be doing it tonight, and tomorrow night we'll be back on the same time, I'll be the host. And tonight we are going to, with the help of the Holy Spirit, and we at Knowledge of Saints Everywhere, and those that are listening in every place and every nation, we greet you, we welcome you to the eternal hope and the now hope and the now help through the gospel redemption of Christ, our soon coming King to reign and rule. Now listen, beloved, wherever you are, in whatever place there is hope, there's an answer solution. And if you have a Bible, or in a nation where you're not allowed to read the Bible, you don't have the Bible. But in many nations, you have the Bible, the brief version of the Bible. The Bible is God speaking to us in a written text and giving us instruction, revelation, truth, commandments, and light to how we can become acquainted with the God that created the heavens and the earth and the Son of God who came to redeem us and reconcile us back to the living God. How you can get acquainted, how you can become a citizen of the kingdom of God. And you're the citizen of the kingdom of this world in many nations, but there is a citizenship to be a part of the kingdom of Jesus Christ now, the entrance by faith through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, who shed his blood to redeem us. And he rose with victory and power, conquering Satan, sin, death, hell, and the grave, sickness, disease, and poverty and oppression. This same risen Christ, the same risen Christ, as the angel of the Lord says in Acts chapter 1, when Jesus was ascending back to heaven, and he said, I'm going away, but I'm going to send you another comforter called the Holy Spirit, John chapter 14, 15, and 16. I'm going to send you another person. I'm going away, but I'm sending you another person called the Holy Spirit, and you're going to depend and look to him, and he's going to reveal and manifest my words in my life to your life and in your life to the nations of the earth. So here we're going to, they have a applet off the cuff. We're going to give you a quiz, because many people have unanswered questions, and we'll cover a few of them. And then we're going to give, I think you might call it a prologue about something that's very important. The world, the nations of the earth, and mankind is suffering for the lack of wisdom, the lack of godly wisdom. Now, there is practical wisdom and learned wisdom, but there is also the greatest wisdom, the wisdom of, that comes from the living God. And so we're going to talk about why the world is in its shape, or in its mess, or fix, or dilemma, crisis is because of godly wisdom that comes from above. James, the epistle of James in our New Testament, says, I think in James chapter 1, says, any man lack wisdom of God, let him ask. He wrote this to the church. James, the half-brother of Jesus, and also a disciple and apostle, he says, in writing to answer the problems that existed in their day, that any man lack wisdom, let him ask of the Father, or ask of the Lord Jesus, who is our wisdom. You know, Jesus is, Bible said, Jesus has become unto us truth, righteousness, wisdom, power, and might. God has made him, his son, to be wisdom unto us, the righteousness, to make us truth, made light unto us, made revelation of truth, and righteousness and justice to us, and peace unto us. So the Lord Jesus has been manifest for these purposes, not only to save the lost and redeem us, but made unto us to know wisdom, righteousness, peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. So the world and all people are suffering and dying and perishing for the lack of wisdom. And the Proverbs, the book of wisdom by King Solomon, left on the record, Proverbs, book of wisdom, the sayings of the most wisest man said to be King Solomon. And the Bible says there's none like him, but before him like him, the wisdom that he received and left on record from his experience from the living God, the eternal God. Now, in Proverbs chapter 3 and chapter 4, it says wisdom is the principal thing of life in everything, wisdom. And it said, of all you're getting, get wisdom, get understanding. Get wisdom and understanding, godly wisdom and understanding, scripture wisdom. Then there's the revelation of the spirit of wisdom. One of the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12, is wisdom. That's called the spirit of revelation of wisdom. Now, since the birth of mankind and through Adam and Eve, they were given a command not to touch, not to eat or partake of a certain tree in the midst of the garden, to have nothing with it, don't partake of it, because it is death, eternal and destruction and separation from life of God. Of course, there is a devil and a demon, a fallen angel, who tricked them, deceived them, and seduced them, and using Adam's wife to get him to partake of the tree of evil and good, which is death. Now, until that time, all mankind is fallen, inherently, earth, under the sinful curse that passed upon Adam and all of his descendants and all of humanity. The day that Adam you eat of this or partake of this, you should surely, surely die. What sort of death? Separation from God immediately. Your spirit made dead and filled with darkness and death. Death, physical death, spiritual death, and eternal death. Now, whoa, wow, this is a situation that the devil had thought that he had won. And since he was kicked out of heaven, the devil and all his hosts, he wanted to hurt God. He wanted to hurt God and get his own creation, flesh and blood man, to make God to look, because he, Satan and his hosts, had rebelled and been kicked out, and judgment was awaiting them. So they're going to make sure they're going to cause a mess and a trouble to the first two people and cause these two people to go to hell along with the devil. The devil said, I'm going to hell in the lake of fire, then I want all your creation to go there too. Now, how do you like that? But the Lord God Creator Elohim Yah had foreseen this and made a plan before the foundation of the world. He had God is all wise, all knowing, all seeing. So he knew this was going to happen. So he made a plan to redeem man. Before the creation, before the foundation of the earth, he had this plan in his mind, in his will. And you read Revelation 7 and Revelation 5, it says, before the foundation of the world, before the creation even begun, the Lord God had already designed a plan to redeem mankind from the fallen state. So today, I would like to say to you, the lack of wisdom of knowing what is the solution and answer to the nations, the people, the minds, to every person on the earth, every country, every nation, what is the answer? The lack of wisdom. Wisdom is the right of knowledge in the right time and place. Wisdom. In Proverbs, it says, by wisdom, God created the heavens and the earth and all things are. And by his word, he spoke. And by his wisdom, he established it. Every order thing in the earth that's in order, in its cycle, wisdom calls it to be. By wisdom, the planet's creation, all of its structure, orderly, in its place, operating by wisdom of God. The divine wisdom, revelation of wisdom from the mind and will of the Father through the Son of God, Jesus. So wisdom is the principal thing, the Bible says in Proverbs 4 and Proverbs 3. You can read it all through wisdom. Without wisdom, the wisdom of God, it is the most important thing. The Bible says it's the very principal and most important thing, more important than silver or gold or anything you could obtain in earth without the wisdom, which is the light of God, truth applied rightly, understanding. Proper right understanding of application of right knowledge. Hallelujah. So today, what is the wisdom that man needs to know? I'm going to read a couple of things here that may help you. In the Bible, the abridged version of our Bible, King James Version, which is the most preferential version by many people and many nations in his mind, because I think it's the more best translated out of the original language into the English language and more accurate. King's language is used a lot in the English language, these and thous, but that's okay. We understand that. So let's read from the book called the Bible, referred to as the Bible. It's the collection of God's instruction, revelation, truth, statute, command, and light to mankind. Now listen, wisdom of God. Wisdom is the solution, answers, for by wisdom all things were made and consist by the wisdom and the word of the living God. For Jesus being the solution of God's wisdom and revelation and manifestation of his love. John 3:16. Gospel of John, chapter 3, 16. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for a solution and answer to Satan, who, with his backlash to deceive and destroy all of humanity, there is a way made, a provision, through Jesus, who paid the price and the penalty to redeem us from the power and the penalty of sin that Adam committed for nature, the sinful curse that has borne all mankind. Romans chapter 5 and Romans chapter 6 tells you about it. If you want to investigate what is this sin curse that befall all mankind through Adam, and understanding why the law of Moses was given, why the law of Moses had to be given. The law of Moses is condemn us and find us guilty, Galatians chapter 3, letter to Galatians Church, chapter 3, explains that the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments, were to pose and reveal what sin was. That's why the Ten Commandments were given, that we might have what? To enlighten, to understand, that we might understand what sin is and rebellion is. It exposes what sin is, but the Ten Commandment had no power to redeem us from the curse of sin. Now, let me say this, because I'm like, the Ten Commandment cannot save you from the nature of sin that's in your nature, nor can redeem you from the curse of sin, which is spiritual death and eternal death. The purpose of the Ten Commandments, which are holy, it is to explain what us see what sin and darkness is, but it could not deliver us from it. Only the Redeemer, only a Redeemer could pay the price to redeem us from sin and death. The Lamb of God, he's called the Lamb, paid the price, paid the penalty, the judgment, took our place, took our wrath, was judged for sin for us, that we may go free. We trust in him and look to him. We can go free from the penalty of sin by trusting him. He paid the price. He redeemed us with his own life. He laid his life down and took it up again on the third day. He paid the price to deliver us from the work of sin, which is the judgment of sin, which would be totally separate from God in the end and cast into the lake of fire. He delivered us through the Lamb. We are redeemed. We are Galatians 3 and 4 and Romans chapter 6 and 3 tell us the works of sin. The wages of sin is at the end, eternal death. 6:33 and 30, Matthew chapter 6, verse 32 and 3. Now, listen. I want to read you some things from the scripture, Psalms 119, Psalm. It's the longest, said to be the longest book, what we call, referred to as the book, Psalms 119, that we have in our Bridge Version Bible. Here's what some things you want to take and listen to. And one of the things it says in Psalms 119, Psalms 119, verse 9. Let me start off by imparting this wisdom to you. Verse 9. It's answer the Christian. Verse 9. Wherein all shall a young man cleanse his ways, or his way, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. Now the word of God, the gospel, Mashiach, wherein shall a young man or young woman or any person be cleansed from his way of sin and cursed nature, by taking heed to the instruction according to the word in the book, especially the New Testament, the gospel of Christ, is the power of God unto salvation. Do you know the Apostle Paul preached, Romans 1, that I'm not ashamed. The Ten Commandments could not redeem you from sin. It only exposed to you what sin and iniquity was, that all the world may be found guilty, and then you have to, all the world is condemned and found guilty. Then being found guilty, the answer is turn to Christ, Mashiach, as the Redeemer. Wherein shall a young man be redeemed, be cleansed and washed from his iniquity, from his sins? Nothing he can do, no power he has of his own ability. Read Ephesians chapter 2, that you can't change your nature. You can't deliver yourself from your own nature of sin. You can't give yourself a new nature. Now, you may do things to renew your mind or your thoughts, but you can't change your nature, the corrupt nature of sin that's in every human being. You can't do it by no ability, and nobody can do it. Hallelujah. Wherein shall a young man cleanse his ways by taking what? Heed, according to the word of the gospel. Now, verse 18 gives you another equipment, a tool to think of and to use. Psalms 119 and verse 18. Here is a plucket, a precious stone of wisdom. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. You know, many people are in darkness around the world. Spiritual darkness. Corruption, evil, greed, and cultural religious darkness. Paganism, idolatryism, ignorance to the true and living God around the nation, around the world. That's what the gospel of Jesus said when he rose from the dead 2,000 years ago. He told his disciples, Matthew 28, Luke 21, Mark 15, go into all nations, all of the world, and preach the gospel, my gospel, to all nations. Hallelujah. That's the charge, command that he gave to his church or his body of believers in 2,000 years ago, and is still today. Go into every nation, every place, every hamlet, to the ends of the earth. The entrance of my word give life. Open thy mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law, out of thy word, out of thy truth, out of thy gospel, out of the prophets, the holy prophets of the Bible and the holy apostles of the New Testament. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Jesus came as a light to the world. He said, I'm a light of life to all men, John chapter 1. He came in the world. John the Baptist said, I'm not the light. I bear witness of the light, but he is the true light and the true. Hallelujah. He pointed to the Lord Jesus. He tell you about the true light, the light, the life of all men who come to him. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. John 1. 29. Amazing, that straightness stands far above all others in the world. Behold, and he spoke to Israel, and he spoke to the whole world, and he's speaking to the world today. Enters thy word, give his life. Behold, John the Baptist, as he pointed to Jesus coming to be baptized in water, then he was showing the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is the next and the most important baptism. Behold, the Lamb of God. Remember, the Father prepared a lamb sacrifice to redeem man before man was created, before he even fell, before he even fell. Such love and such wisdom, such love and wisdom, he outfoxed the devil. The Father outfoxed, outthink the devil every day of the week. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Psalms 119. Verse 89. Forever, Lord God, is Lord God Yah. Thy word is settled in heaven. Many of you with an Old Testament translated into English is called Jehovah. Forever, O Lord God, Adonai. Thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth. And it still stands in obedience to your word. Wow. Then David says, verse 97, oh, how I love thy law or thy word. It is my meditation all the day. I love thy word of truth or thy law. It is my meditation all the day. He's talking about the prophets and the apostles and the epistles in the Bible. Thou, through thy commandments, has made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I wonder, could America use that as a fallen Christian nation? Wow. Now listen to this. Psalms 119, verse, thy word is truth. Yah. It's talking about the eternal God, Yah, and his son, Yeshua Mashiach, who came to reveal the truth at redemption. Luke chapter 1, Matthew chapter 1. Thy word, see, Jesus was the living word, the spoken word, and all in the Bible, you see the word being manifest, talking to the prophets. That was Jesus before he became a man in flesh in the earth. The word became flesh, became human. John chapter 1. The word of God was God, and the word became human and flesh, and became man to redeem man. The word, the living word, came flesh and blood to redeem us and walked among us as the Son of God. The word, the written word, is true. From the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgment endures forever. Thy word. Wow. Oh. Now listen to this. Thy righteousness. You know, a lot of people want to know how can they become righteous. The Bible said in Romans 3 that we have no righteousness that's acceptable to God, no works that we can do to make ourselves righteous, the righteousness of God. Now, you can do good things, wonderful things, and earthly things, but you cannot make yourself right with God but one way. The only way a person can get right with God and before God, Jesus is that righteousness and that redemption. The righteousness, thy righteousness is a everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Did you get that? Now, you want to know the righteousness of God by faith? You attain it by faith, trusting Jesus as your Savior. Read Galatians 3 and 4. Thy righteousness, how do you get the righteousness of God? I know you say, I just want to get right and be nice. No, you can't get the righteousness of God by being nice. You're going to have to receive the righteousness of God in a person called Jesus Christ. He is the righteousness of God. Romans 8, Galatians chapter 4. By faith, he becomes the righteousness that is accepted to God, Jesus Christ only. Therefore, none of the religions in the world can offer you the righteousness of God and make you right before God. Ephesians 2. No religion, no precepts, no fraternity, no political office, no scientific office can make you, give you the righteousness of God in Christ. The righteousness is an act of faith, trusting Christ, who is God's righteousness and redemption for your sins and your nature. Thy righteousness, 142, 119 Psalms, thy righteousness. God's righteousness. You can't make yourself. Only through receiving the Lord Jesus, Psalms 112. The righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. And thy law or thy truth or thy gospel is the truth. Wow. Wow. Check that out. Listen, beloved. I just gave you a few things that will help you. Psalms 119 and 19. Forever. I like this. Forever. Adonai, Lord God of Israel, my Redeemer, Yeshua, Hamashua, the Lord Jesus Christ. Forever. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Creator of the world. And the line of Judas, Judea, the Lamb of God to redeem us, risen from the dead in the third day with victory. Forever, O Lord God Jesus, thy word is settled in heaven. Wow. Ooh, the word is a living word, a life-giving word, a redeeming word through the Holy Ghost. Forever, O Lord Jesus, thy word is settled in heaven. All the promises of God in him are yah. He stand by all of his promises. The word is the entrance and the light, the entrance alike. Semi pathway. Interesting. Order my steps according to thy word, O Lord. Let the Holy Spirit order my way and my steps according to thy word. By faith, every day the believer gets up, order my steps, order my way, my thoughts according to thy word, O Lord, through the Holy Ghost. Every day I trust, I trust, I trust, I trust, and the just shall live by faith. I trust that you'll keep me every day in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Thou will keep me in the light. Thou will keep me in truth. Thou preserve me from the plague and the sickness, disease, and death and violence. Every day he can, and he will do it because he promised in his word. He promised in his covenant with every born-again believer. This is consideration, beloved, when we live in a dark, troublesome, violent, evil world. Verse 97, oh, I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Wow. Isn't this awesome? The word, the spoken word, the eternal word which spoke to the prophets was the person we call Jesus. He said, I am the word made flesh. The person that spoke to all the prophets from the beginning of the world and created the world, as it said in Colossians 2 and 3, by Jesus Christ and for him and by him, and he's above all things, Yeshua Mashiach. That's what he wrote, all said to the Colossians church in chapter 2 and 3. Hallelujah. Surely thy word is truth and cannot fail. It is written, and the scriptures cannot be broken, the holy scriptures. What is so wonderful and marvelous to tell you some of these wisdom clips today, why the world is dying, perishing in confusion, the destruction, and lack of the wisdom of from above, from the eternal wisdom of the living God, Yah, and his son, Yeshua Mashiach, and the revelation, enlightenment through the Holy Spirit, who is to teach us, preserve us, empower us, inspire us, and direct us. Good today to share this with you, beloved. Now, let's get to a few quiz. All the religions and different beliefs in the world, and people are born into those cultures, and they have no control over where or who of what culture they were born in. The people that are born into this world, first, they don't have any control of where they were born, who they were born to and through, or what culture, or what part of the world they were born in. If they were born believing that the trees were God and taught it, or that the moon was God, or the animals was God, and the river was God, and the stars were God, or the moons, or the goddess, they pray to the gods, to the moon, the stars, the trees, or they break trees and limbs and create their own God and put a statue and bow down to it, make gold and silver and bow down to a deadless, lifeless creation by man. He created out of his own imagination, and so he created his own God, and he bowed down. All nations have done this, except one nation on the earth. The Lord chose Israel through Abraham, his seed, Genesis chapter 14 to 18, how the Lord created a nation, chose them to reveal light and truth, salvation to the whole earth, to know the one true eternal God, Yah, Elohim. He's referred to as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the true and the living Yah, Elohim. El. Now, he chose this nation, Israel, the Hebrew people, 12 tribes, to reveal himself, to give mankind an avenue to come back to the light, to know the one true creator and maker. But Israel, as a nation, flopped many times because they went a hoeing after these other false gods of the other nations. And the Lord chose them to reveal the true God, and they kept going after the other false pagan gods themselves, idolatry. So finally, he sent his own son into the earth, the only begotten, full of mercy and grace, the only begotten of the Father. Send this without any sin in his nature, in sin, in his action or his words. He was sinless, holy Lamb of God, offer a holy sacrifice to redeem, to purchase us, to redeem us from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13. See, the law said you're going to die because you are a sinner and you're guilty, and the word of God declares it, but nothing, what's going to help me, what's going to deliver me, what's going to bring me out of this sin curse? Jesus, he's came. That's why no other redeemer in the whole world or any culture or any place on the earth, planet earth, can help you. Jesus said, I am the door, I am the way, I'm the true vine, I'm the redeemer, I'm the bread of life, I'm the life and the resurrection, I'm the word made flesh, I'm the Emmanuel, I'm the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There is no other way. John 14, John 10, John 6, John 8. I am the bread of he that believe on me and repent of their sins, put their trust in me, and are born again of the water and the Holy Spirit, and endure to the end, it shall be well. Overcoming all things by faith and by the authority of the Son of God and the working of the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost. Because you're dealing with the flesh and you're dealing with demons. And so you got to have the power of the Holy Ghost, Acts chapter 1 and 2. You got to have the power of the Holy Spirit in you because you're dealing with demonic powers as well as your own flesh in this world. Romans chapter 8 is the victorious revelations for every believer. Ah, let me get to you, beloved. By the way, did I announce myself what part of group of Christianity I'm affiliate with? Now, the most important thing is your relationship and your fellowship with God. Now, let me tell everybody, because many people belong to groups and churches and religions, they have not obtained the righteousness of God in Christ and right relationship redemption in Christ through the new birth. But let me clue you something here. Let me share with you something. Let me enlighten you with something. Let me encourage you to read your Bible if you're a sinner, lost, a backslider, or in any culture. And if you don't have the Bible, and don't have the Holy Scriptures in your nation, you can get on your knees daily and say, reveal yourself to me, O righteous God, O Redeemer, Lord Jesus. Reveal yourself, O righteous. I've heard about you, the Lord Jesus. You're the Redeemer of all mankind, the Savior, the Creator. Reveal yourself to me, and he will do it through a vision, dreams, a invitation, or he'll send a missionary some kind of way, some kind of minister of the gospel, missionary, disciple, prophet, or intercessor your way, or he will visit you in dreams or visions or actual visitation by angels or himself. He will do it. He will hear your cry. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29. He would hear your cry. Jeremiah chapter 33, 1, 2, and 3. You'll begin to read the word if you have the Bible and honest and begin to look and search for the way of truth and eternal hope. You begin to read the scriptures, especially the New Testament, that Jesus is the only way, truth, and life. No other in entity or any culture holds it, because he gave it to Israel to bring light and truth to the whole world. And through Israel came all the prophets, the Bible, the one God, and the Redeemer, and the Savior. Through Israel, though they failed. And eventually Israel rejected their own Messiah. When Jesus came, they killed him. Israel rejected him. Isaiah 53 tells you about it. They rejected their own salvation and Redeemer, Israel, as a nation. A few of them came to follow Jesus. A few remnant followed after Jesus and started the church. A few, but as a nation, they rejected Jesus as the Messiah and saved. That's why Israel is suffering today in all the world and having all this conflict. Now America's going to go through because she's God's chosen nation just like Jerusalem was. just like Jerusalem was. America, God's ordained, established nation of light and truth to the nations of the earth in the latter days. Love you, saints. So glad to have this great opportunity to share with you the glorious light. Thy word is truth. Thy word is a lamp and a light to my feet. The interest of thy word giveth life. Thy word establishes forever. Jesus said in John 17, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, said, my word is truth. Listen now. When he said to these people, and these both were Israel people and Jewish people, my word, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. John 14:6. Then he says in John 17, my word is truth. It says, wow. John chapter 11, I am the life and the resurrection. This is what he says. Lazarus, who had been dead 4 days, he raised him from the dead after 4 days in death, and he declared, I am the life and the resurrection. What other deity, what other religious in the world can conquer death, hell, and the grave and declare that I raised a man after 4 days dead from smelly, stinking death and from the grave? What power can restore eye socket or a limb, a body, a cleanse from leper and cancer and restore organs? What other demon, so-called demon, God in the world, can they do that? Not even demons can do that. They can imitate a lot of things. Devils and demons can imitate, but they can't do that. Only Jesus can restore life, limb, and mind and will. Hallelujah. Only Jesus can raise a man from the dead 4 days after he'd been sinking. 11. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, how much you said, I am. I am the life and the resurrection, the bread of life, John 6. So the man eat of me and my word, take my word, eat my bread, eat my flesh, which is my word and my spirit, he shall live. So wonderful, so marvelous, beloved. Now, here's a few questions that people are reading and wondering, especially among Christendom. And I want to ask you this short quiz, if you don't mind. There's many Bible students and prophecy experts and men scholars out there, and I'm just a little lowly, little small servant. That's all. I mean, I'm not a scholarly, but I know Christ is Lord and my Redeemer. I'm scholarly about that. And the gospel is my only hope and salvation. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost is the only power, teacher, and keeper, and deliverer. So I want to say this. I don't consider myself a great scholar or great nothing. Jesus is the only great, great. Now, you give people talents and ability and anointing and gifts, yes. But the honor goes to him only. I say the glory to him. None great but him, really, truly. So all honor goes to the Lamb of God. The Father gave the Son to be the head of the church, the head, the chief cornerstone of the deliverance and salvation for all mankind. Ephesians 2 and 20, Acts 2 and 20. Now, here's a question the old scholars I would like to ask. Jesus, while he was on the earth at the first time as the Lamb of God, he was asked many questions about the Jews concerning the scriptures and their fulfillment. Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, and Sadducees, some were hypocrites. That's what Jesus said. No, I didn't say that. Jesus said that. Well, he knows them are honest and honest, and he knows those that are deceivers and liars and hypocrites. Listen, read Matthew chapter 23. Did you do that? And then read Gospel of John chapter 8. And see how Jesus spake to them. Now, he knows them. He knows everybody in every nation, where they are born in darkness, shaped in iniquity, or in ignorance. He know how to reach you. And you're not going to be condemned by what you don't know. You're going to be condemned by what you do know. You're going to be judged by what you heard and what you know. Now, if you never heard the gospel, you can't be judged by the gospel. When you die, you can't be judged by the gospel, because if you heard the gospel, you're going to be judged by the gospel that you heard, the truth that you heard. If you died without hearing the gospel of Christ, God's got a different judgment for you because you never heard, because you cannot reject what you never heard. So you can't reject what you never heard, and you can't obey what you don't know. So that's why he sent the word, he sent the gospel, that people are not having an excuse in the last day. Now, it don't reach everybody in time, but God's going to judge righteous judgment. Here's the question. Why did Jesus say in the 11th chapter of Matthew and 7th chapter of Luke that John the Baptist, when he was on the earth for the first time, when John the Baptist, now his name is not a Baptist. His name is John, the son of Zechariah and Elizabeth, Luke chapter 1. But because he baptized people with water, they call him the Baptist. The Baptist. So we refer to him as the Baptist. Now, he didn't establish the Baptist church. Now, get this kind of straight. And there's wonderful, great, wonderful, loving, caring people in, quote, the Baptist church in many areas of the earth. And so, not to be offensive or to put anybody down, but I'm trying to lift you up through the everlasting gospel of truth. Now, listen. Jesus, Yeshua Mashiach, when he was on the earth, he said to the Jews and groups, religious groups that came to him, and he said to them, when they asked him a question about the coming of Elijah and the prophecy being fulfilled in Malachi 4, they wanted to know about three particular scriptures. One was Malachi 4. The other one was, Deuteronomy. Yeah. Deuteronomy 3. No. Let's go. Acts 3, verse 18 to 22, which is Deuteronomy 18 and verse 22. They want to know about that prophet. They want to know about Isaiah 7:14, Isaiah 9 and 6. Then they want to know about Malachi 4 and 5, three different particular prophecies that the Jews were looking for, that prophet, the Christ, and Elijah. So they wanted to know if Jesus was the Messiah, Elijah was supposed to come before him. And so they asked Jesus, what about the scripture about Elijah coming? And so Jesus said to them, and he explained to them the mission and the purpose of John the Baptist. His first mission, John the Baptist's first mission, he's the first coming of, and we call the first Elijah. But let's look at it. Jesus said, the question he asked, why is John the Baptist called the greatest prophet ever born of a woman? Now, I know a lot of people got a sweet answer because he baptized Jesus. And all that was, he could have chosen any prophet to do that, or any person under the covenant to do that. But why did Jesus say there's not a greater prophet born, none or nor any prophet born of woman of flesh greater than John the Baptist? Why was John considered to be the greatest prophet ever born of a woman? Now, Jesus is not a prophet because he wasn't born conceived by human flesh. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and he was not a prophet. Now, he was the Son of God, the Emmanuel, the Redeemer. And he was not that prophet. He wasn't Elijah, but he was the Christ, the Messiah. Now, Jesus distinctly declared something, a mystery that's perplexing many scholars today, because it has a present tense and a future tense fulfillment. When he made this statement, it's about present tense, future tense of that prophecy. He said, Elijah must first come and restore all things. When Jesus was on earth, he said, Elijah or Elias must come first and restore all things. Now, what's the conclusion that you get from that scripture found in Matthew 7:14? 17, verse 9 and 13. Elias must first come. He said Elijah's already come, past. But he talked about a future fulfillment. Malachi 4 and 5, a future fulfillment of that scripture. The second coming of Elijah. So I just wonder if anybody had to answer that. Greatest prophet born of woman. Jesus said in the 11th chapter that John the Baptist was more than a prophet. Now, let me get this straight. Greatest prophet born of woman, and then he was more than a prophet. Wow, what kind of calling is that? He's more than a prophet? John the Baptist, of all the prophets in the Bible that would come or had came from Noah all the way to Moses and Elijah of old and Elisha and just all of them, there is not a greater born of a woman than John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, Jesus said out of his mouth, said he was more than a prophet. Now, what is more than a prophet? Or what was in that day and still is, what was greater than a prophet? Jesus said he was more, and he's the greatest prophet born of a woman. Luke 1:76. Now, he also said to Moses that was coming, likened unto Moses. Jesus was not likened unto Moses because he wasn't a prophet, that prophet. But who is that prophet likened unto Moses that was come? Okay. Now, let's go to another question. In Daniel, he saw a vision of the Ancient of Days coming in these last days to prepare people, the Ancient of Days. Who is that? Now, a lot of people said this is Jesus Christ of the Ancient of Days. And so a lot of prophets said it's Ancient of Days. I don't particularly believe that this prophet in Daniel is Jesus Christ, but that this Ancient of Days is bringing a people to Jesus Christ and praying a people for Jesus Christ in that prophecy. What do you think that Ancient Days is and who he is in Daniel chapter 7? Wow. Thank you. Question as we close. Today you can make a decision about your eternity with God in Christ and whether you want to be made the righteousness of God and be redeemed and be accepted. And the only way you can be accepted of the Father, Ephesians chapter 1, the only way you can be accepted by the Father to enter into the gates of heaven when you see the blood and the love of God in your life. The two things, the blood, the love of Christ, and the blood of Jesus over your life. Hallelujah. Well, I'm ending this. You can make a decision today. You can call on Jesus and say, yes, I make you Lord and my Savior. I give my heart and my life to you. Come into my life, transform and deliver me. I believe in the power of God and the salvation. I trust you at your word. I trust you at your truth. You say, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I call upon you and I trust you, doing my Lord and Savior. Come, deliver me. Submission to you today. You can be healed. You can be delivered. You can be set free. The demon can let you go. I command the power of darkness to loose you and the sickness disease to come out of you and be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Well, I love you with the love of God. Now, walk in peace. Walk in faith, beloved. And he has promised you the victory. Praise the Lord. Now, the Church of Christ with the Elijah message, you'll be hearing about it in the next few years. It'll rise up because God's going to give a people to raise it up. And you'll know about the message of the Church of Christ with the Elijah message because God about to equip and prayer and qualify people to take this message of the last cry to the whole world. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Elias must first come. And the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, mighty power, you ever seen before is coming. Love you.